Welcome to airchecks.com. We're North America's number one radio air check museum.
13 Waves, Rita Coolidge singing about you. Isn't that nice? 5:32 with Floyd Wright and baseball tonight. The American League playoffs begin, and they're in Kansas City. The Yankees, of course, face Kansas City. I guess everybody knows that. That begins at 8:30 tonight, and that'll be on various television stations. Consult your local directories. I haven't got a directory. Well, I'm sorry, but consult it anyway. Leonard is pitching for Kansas City. He's 21-17 on the year. Beatty, or Beatty, if you prefer, is pitching for New York. He is 6-9 on the year, but he's been pitching excellently lately. We'll see what happens. National League playoffs begin tomorrow, and speaking of the National League, superstar Pete Rose turned down a $400,000 a year contract offer from the Reds. He is holding out for more. I think he wants the beer franchise to the stadium, too.
Blue Cross members in the New Haven calling area, which includes Bethany, Brantford, Cheshire, Milford, North Brantford, Orange, Wallingford, and Woodbridge, should now use a new phone number for all Blue Cross member or claim information. 239-4961. 239-4961. This is for Blue Cross member and claim information only. Continue to use present numbers for all Blue Shield matters. That new Blue Cross number again, 239-4961.
People helping people.
I'm Mary Jane Carey from InfoLine, a United Way agency. Our phones are a link between people with problems and trained staff who know where to find solutions. In Greater New Haven, call 624-4143 for free confidential information and referral.
This song before. Fair tonight with a low 45 to 50. Increasing cloudiness. Chance of showers tomorrow with a high 60 to 65. Right now, only 59 degrees in New Haven. 13 Waves. This is Kenny Loggins.
Whatever I call you, friend.
13 Waves. The only station bold enough to give you nighttime entertainment with Curtis W. He'll be here at 6 o'clock, and he's got more information about the Kiss solo LPs. You want to miss that? Right? You're not going to miss it. Tell me you're not. All right. 13 Waves presents Autumn with thousands in cash and prizes. So listen and win beginning soon on Waves. Floyd Wright with another traffic supplement. I-91, moderate to heavy. Ike is moderate. Hubert, moderate to heavy. Connector is moderate. Brantford tolls moderate. West Haven tolls moderate right now.
13 Waves at 5:48. Good evening. I'm Christopher Quinn reporting that striking pressmen at the New York Post have ratified a new contract. The ratification ends an 8-week walkout, but it is still not clear at this hour whether or not the paper will have an edition on the streets on Wednesday morning. The pressmen have approved an agreement that the Post management will match whatever terms the pressmen at the New York Times and the Daily News agree to when those strikes are settled. The approval vote was 445-51. Locally, the strike by Housing Authority maintenance workers continues. The workers walked off the job yesterday when 24 full-time employees were given pink slips, while temporary workers were retained. Union spokesman Don Dallas was asked about the workers' plans now that a temporary agreement has been rejected.
Well, the next step really is up to the membership, and it could go any number of ways. From further talks or a continued strike.
The Housing Authority contends the temporary help has been kept on the payroll because they are specialized workers. Traffic has been moving very smoothly this afternoon. All major routes in and out of the city are now moderate, and area police say there are no tie-up areas. 13 Waves News Time, 5:49.
New Haven, you've never seen anything like the fantastic factory clearance savings on new 1978 Dodges than at County Dodge. 190 Whaley Avenue, New Haven. This is your last chance to get a brand new 1978 Dodge at $78 over the actual factory invoice. Just $78 over what it costs from the factory, and that includes preparation and destination. How can you save so much from County Dodge? County Dodge is desperate. They lost their storage lot. They've bought up new cars and trucks, and there is just no room left for 97 brand new Dodge vehicles. All models include the actual factory invoices as proof that prices are really this low. County Dodge has 7 finance plans available, plus the highest trade-in prices available. If you're going to buy a car, stop into County Dodge. You can't buy a Dodge anywhere for less. County Dodge's factory clearance. Get $78 over the actual factory invoice on brand new 1978 Dodge cars and trucks. But hurry, at these fabulous prices, they won't last long. County Dodge, the discount king at 190 Whaley Avenue, New Haven.
The faculty strike at the University of Bridgeport has now completely shut down that school.
The University of Bridgeport has suspended classes as the strike by its faculty members goes through its 12th day. University President Leland Miles says that to allow classes to continue during the strike would throw the whole program at UB out of line. Dr. Miles says classes, except those in the law school, will be suspended indefinitely as of tomorrow morning. Last night, the striking UB faculty rejected the administration's latest offer. Today, Miles was asked if there will be more negotiations with the professors.
Negotiations with AUP are completed.
There will be no more negotiations?
I said they are completed. We're moving in now into a new chapter of the drama.
And this afternoon, students are demonstrating in front of the administration building. In Bridgeport, I'm Brian Schneider for 13 Waves News.
GOP gubernatorial candidate Ron Sarrazin addressed the board of directors of the New Haven Chamber of Commerce late this afternoon. Sarrazin was asked if Governor Grasso would have asked President Carter to campaign for her if Camp David had been a failure.
Well, there's no question he would not have been invited in Connecticut if it hadn't been for his success at Camp David. And obviously the same thing is true around the country. I didn't know of one member of Congress who was asking the president to come into his district. That's changed, of course, since Camp David, and it was a good success for the president. But the fact that all of the people are coming in, and Miss Lillian and everybody else, I think is rather interesting.
Sarrazin says the Carter visit indicates the Grasso re-election effort is faltering. Connecticut Congressman Stuart McKinney says New York cannot build a bridge across the Long Island Sound unless Connecticut approves it. McKinney claims that bridge would heavily damage Connecticut's environmental balance. Governor Grasso has authorized a $20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the 1973 killer of Barbara Gibbons. The famous murder case resulted in the prosecution and eventual vindication of Gibbons' son, Peter Riley. A Norwich firm has been dropped from the American Stock Exchange for failure to meet Amex guidelines. The Capehart Corporation will not be listed until plans to become an over-the-counter stock are completed. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has charged three officials of a New Haven-based firm with illegal commodities dealings. Those three men have been associated with the Houston and the Miami company offices. Spokeswoman Audrey Smith telling 13 Waves News.
The enforcement action relates mainly to London commodity options. The company ceased its activity in that market in February of 1978, 5 months before the commission imposed its ban on option sales. Our company attempted to make all commodity investment vehicles available to its customers in 1977.
The company is owned by Stuart Cohn of New Haven. In Fairhaven tonight, Mayor Logue will field questions from local residents. That'll be happening at 8 at the St. Francis Church Hall, 397 Ferry Street. This is part of the Mayor's Citizen Assembly program. 13 Waves pays $13 in cash for the best news tip of the month. Call the Waves hotline at 776-6541 when you see news happening. 13 Waves News Time, 5:53.
Your kind of style is to undo it with the uncle of 7-Up.
You're the only way to do it. It's undo- Wave Sports. The New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals open their five-game series for the American League pennant tonight. Jim Beattie is starting for the Yankees.
I think the first couple times that I faced him, I think I've thrown against him twice. And the first time I faced him, I felt I was throwing pretty well, but I wasn't really into the thick of things, throwing the way that I like to throw. And the second time I faced him, I was struggling. And this time out, I'm feeling good about the way I'm throwing. I've been throwing well for the last 6 weeks or so. And I think it's going to be a completely different type of ball game when I go out there. You know, I'm going to respect him, but I'm not going to have the off form, really, that I had him maybe the first time that I faced him.
It is the third year in a row that those two clubs have met in the battle for the flag. The series opens in KC. The National League playoffs open tomorrow night on the Phillies' home turf when the Dodgers come to town. And the NBA Players Association has filed an appeal in the Marvin Webster compensation case. The players believe the settlement between the Knicks and the Seattle Supersonics was excessive. 13 Waves News Time, 5:55.
You're in the backyard. The telephone rings. You don't hear it. You miss an important business opportunity. You're on your way to a business meeting. The meeting is canceled, but you don't know it until you've reached your destination. Precious time and money has been lost. The answer? The Beeper People. The Message Center, Haines Street, Hartford at 624-5305. A beeper from the Message Center keeps you on top of what's happening, in touch with events that shape your business life. You're virtually carrying your office in your pocket. The Message Center is the only company to offer both local and wide area service throughout most of Connecticut and the Springfield area. The Message Center, the Beeper People, offering personalized service with their own sales consultants. Beepers are available for as little as 80 cents a day. It can pay for itself by avoiding unnecessary toll calls, doubling back on deliveries. The next sound you hear could be money in your pocket. Call the Beeper People, the Message Center, Haines Street, Hartford, 624-5305. 624-5305.
13 Waves urges you to support your favorite charity by buying tickets to the Yale-Rutgers football game this Saturday at 1:30 in the Yale Bowl. You can get your tickets at any local charity, and half of the proceeds will be going to that charity. Cloudy tonight, low down to 48 to 53. Cloudy and cool on Wednesday, the high 58 to 63. Cloudy, a chance of rain on Wednesday night, the low 50 to 55. Clearing and partly sunny on Thursday, the high in the 63 to 68 degree range. I'm Christopher Quinn. It's 58 degrees now downtown at 13 Waves.
Well, my time is completely used up, and now it's time for something completely different. Curtis W. on 13 Waves.
Over 2,000 memories, one radio station at a time. Airchecks.com.